The desire for simplicity and having your home organized, that is something that's actually attainable when you implement changes that lead to success.
Are you dreaming of an orderly and organized home with little to no clutter? A home that functions for the needs of your family, a schedule that feels manageable, and routines that reduce stress and overwhelm while making daily tasks easier? You are in the right place. Welcome to the Intentional Edit Podcast, where you will discover the tools you need to bring order to your home, simplify daily struggles, reduce clutter, and finally get organized. I'm Lauren. I'm here to assist you on the journey to simplicity so you can go from feeling like you're barely surviving to finally thriving. My passion is helping busy families eliminate clutter, get organized, and create intentional routines that streamline everything so they can be free from the never-ending cycle of overwhelm and have more time to spend together doing what they truly enjoy. Get ready for solutions to conquer the clutter, claim control with intentional systems and routines that simplify daily tasks and chores, get dinner on the table with meal planning strategies, stop feeling like you will never be caught up, and remove the overwhelming, unorganized parts of life to bring simplicity to your life and home. It's time to reduce the mess and stress less, say goodbye to the clutter, and hello to an orderly and organized home.
Making changes isn't something that comes easy for most people. It doesn't matter if you are trying to make a significant change or just do something a little bit different. We go about our day, our normal day, the things that we do in a typical way of doing things. We do them by habit. We repeat the same patterns over and over. So when we want a different outcome, we have to make a change. And that's not an easy thing. It takes time and it takes a good amount of commitment to change whatever this thing is that we want to get a different result for. So you want to change something, you have to put in the time and you have to commit to doing this over and over again until this thing actually becomes a habit. More than likely, what you're doing right now is something that you have been doing for years. You're set in the way of doing it because it's a pattern. It's the habit, it's the pattern, it's just the way that you do things. So the effort has to be intentional. You have to be conscious of what is this change that I want to make? What are the steps to get there? How can I get to this result? Now, the desire for something better or something more than what we have right now, something different, and usually that is something that we're thinking of as being better. We want to make a change. We want this thing that is better, and that doesn't mean a material possession. It just means maybe you want your house to be easier to clean. That would be better than the situation right now where there's so much stuff, it's difficult to clean. Maybe you want things to stay picked up. That is a similar example where you want things to be picked up, you don't want as much stuff out. That's better than the alternative of having stuff everywhere. The desire for something better or wanting to fix a problem, you're looking for a solution, you're wanting to improve things based on how they are right now, you want to make them better, you want to improve them in the future, that's the first step. That's always going to be the first step. Okay, we identified something is not working, it's causing us frustration, there's something in our life that we want to make a change to, and that's the first step. But what should we be doing to keep that momentum going once we know that there's an issue and we want to correct it and we probably know a few things or we're taking a course or learning from someone online or we've gotten information from a friend on how we can come up with this solution? What are the steps to take to get to that solution? How do we keep that momentum going so that you put in this effort and you can be sure to get the results that you want and that they're going to stick and they're going to keep going? How do we assure that you don't go back to the way that you were doing things before and go back to that bad habit or having the clutter or having the problem that was there before that you initially tried to fix and put the effort in to make better? A common issue that I've heard over and over again when people are sharing with me is that they have done a really big closet clean out. They've gotten rid of a lot of stuff. They've cleaned out their closet and their drawers. It's taken a few hours, maybe it's taken a couple days, and they've organized whether it be their own closet or a linen closet or a coat closet. and they've done this clean out. Sometimes it's, the example would be with a car, where the car is a constant catch-all. It's really a mess with clutter of stuff. It's not necessarily dirty. It just has a lot of stuff that's left in the car. And they take the time and they spend these hours removing the things from the car. The word they're using is organizing it. They've gotten rid of everything, so they're purging and they're organizing it. I'm all for organizing, but what I have learned is, and really from working with different families, in the sense of getting the organization dialed in and truly simplifying their homes, I've been doing this for long enough that I have seen this pattern happen over and over. So I now know that an idea or a sudden urge to get organized or motivation that comes from being completely fed up because something is such a mess. This room is such a mess. The closet doors won't close anymore. So I have to do something about this. When you get that sudden urge or the motivation comes from the frustration because you simply cannot handle it anymore. And what I mean by that is one closet, one cabinet, usually the space that really needs attention and it is messy, it is cluttered. There's too much stuff. It needs that attention because of the amount of stuff, the amount of physical possessions, and it's lacking organization. That closet is not organized. Things were not put away or stored properly, and there's too much stuff, whether it's a closet, a cabinet, a drawer, or your vehicle, your car that we're talking about. It has become overwhelming. So you're finally to that breaking point where you're fed up enough, you need to do something about it, and that's that. You got to that point, and it's a big problem. It's a big frustration. You can't take it anymore. The truth is, it might be a few months. It might even be a couple years if it's a space you don't use very often, but more than likely, it's going to be a few weeks or even, sadly to say this, but just a few days. It's sooner rather than later that we're going to be back in this situation of clutter and disarray and frustration again. There will be too much stuff. The order will be not so orderly, I guess you could say. So with that lack of order, then the items tend to pile up again. They will probably have made their way back into the empty space, the space that you cleared out, because it might not have been organized properly. That space that you thought was organized, all of a sudden it becomes the clutter collector. And the reason this happens is because the steps weren't taken. The purging and the organizing may have happened, but the final step wasn't taken to change the way that we do things and make sure that the effort lasts long term. We want the time you spend getting rid of things and organizing what is important enough to keep in your home, we want that to last, and that comes from making sure that you implement those routines. There are three critical components to organizing for long term, and why would we ever organize for short term? Why would we want to spend hours doing something and making it functional for our families and putting in all of that time and effort not to have that last as long as we need it to, whether that be weeks or months or years? We're putting in the time and effort, so let's make it last. Let's make sure that we do all the steps of the process. And that means you combine these three things, and that's what keeps the momentum going without you thinking about it. Because we're replacing that pattern, we're replacing that habit that you're currently doing and not getting the result you want. We're replacing it now with this new routine that's going to solve the problem. After it becomes a habit, it becomes effortless. It's just the way that you do things. And that's like what you're doing right now. It's just simply the way that you do things. You're not getting the result you want. So you change the way that you're doing something, and then you get a different result. The reason I created the Simplified Home Masterclass is because I wanted everyone. I wanted to be able to help as many people as possible. And I wanted people just like you to be able to have success with the home organizing projects. And that means you have to do all three steps. You have to combine all three steps in the process. Of course, you have to purge or declutter. The decluttering is the first. And that means We are getting all the things out of our home that we no longer need, the things that we don't actually use, the things that we don't really want anymore, the things that we don't like, the things that don't make sense, the things that have just been collecting or we're hanging on to because one day we might need them, even though we haven't needed them in years, and they're causing our home to feel cluttered and not very organized, and it's making it so that we can't use the space in our homes for things that we actually need. The purging, that's number one. It has to happen. We have to remove those things. And after the purging, the organizing has to happen. The organizing is the part where we're separating things into piles by like items, and we're having a big inventory of what do we actually have? How can we organize this? How can we put this away to maximize the space that we have in our homes where we're living right now? How can we easily put this away so we can get these things also easily? We can get them when we need them. We can retrieve them and use them and put them back with as little effort as possible. The way that we organize is partially determined by the space that we have available to us, but we also have to think about how often are we using these things? When do we need to get them? What members of the family need to have access to them? And how easy is it going to be to put this away? Because one of the big benefits of being organized is that things get put back easily, so our entire house stays picked up, so we don't have items and clutter everywhere. So you have to do those two things. They work together. And then finally, you have to add in that missing piece. If you are one of those people I talked about a couple minutes ago where you've been frustrated, so you spent the time where you think you're organizing and you're going through this one cabinet or this one closet or this one drawer or this one room that isn't functioning anymore, and it had you so frustrated that you did the project and you think that you organized it, but wait, now it's been a couple months and now it's messy again. You can't keep doing the same thing and expecting different results. So finally, we have to put the last step into place, and that's the routines. You have routines, you set them up, they're intentional, and you can use also the word system. You put these systems into place so that this space that you spent the effort, this now clutter-free area, this organized closet or the drawer or the car or the desk or whatever we're talking about, it's clutter-free, it's organized, and the routine is what is going to make it so that after you intentionally do this and you put the effort in every few days or once a day or twice a day, depending on what it is, like for example, it could be you put hooks by the back door where you come in every day. And your new routine, instead of walking the backpacks and your purse and your diaper bag into the kitchen and setting it on the table, setting it on the floor, setting it on the counter, now your new routine is hanging it on the hook, putting it on the hook when you walk in the door. It's going to take you less time to do that than to walk it all the way into the kitchen and set it down there and then deal with it and move it around and have it be a stressor because it's a constant mess. All you did was put this new system in place where you have a hook on the wall. The hook is now fastened to the wall and you have a designated place for your purse, for your backpack, for your work bag, for your diaper bag, for the sports bag, for the gym bag, for any of that stuff. That hook is a new system, and the new routine is, all right, walk in the door, hang it up, super quick. Laundry, the laundry routine is one that we talk about a lot because it's something that every single day we're making more dirty laundry. So let's get a laundry routine dialed in so that the laundry doesn't back up. Instead of waiting for the weekend and doing 7 or 8 loads all in one day or in 2 days and never getting caught up with the laundry, now we might make a change where every morning or as soon as you get home from work, you put a load in the washer, and then when it's done, you immediately put it in the dryer and you spend 10 minutes folding and putting that load of laundry away at the end of the day or first thing in the morning. This is going to vary depending on your schedule, but those are new routines. Something as simple as placing a little trash can in the garage that could be the new system that's going to make your routine work. Because what that means is every time we get out of the car, we take any trash with us. If your kids had snacks, if you have a disposable drink or any type of trash, get out of the car, take the trash, drop it in that trash can. You created a system and a routine that makes it easy for you to have success. If you're frustrated with your car, if you're frustrated with all the things being left in the car and the constant mess and the clutter in there, maybe it's a basket that sits outside the door that you enter in. And if there's a lot of stuff in the car, then it goes in the basket and you do this 3 days a week or on a certain day or every time you guys get out. You have something that reminds you to take the things with you that you brought to the car. So then the stuff, the clutter, the physical items in the vehicle that don't really belong there, they don't stay in the car. You set up this reminder, that's your system that's going to help you with this new routine. And this routine is going to get the stuff out of the car, back into the house or into the trash can, and you're going to have success with this once you have done it over and over and over and over again. Usually it takes about a month to create a new habit. But when it stays organized, you get to live with the benefits. You get to live with less frustration, less stress, more flexible time, because you're living with the benefits that come from a simplified home or an organized home. And that's that missing piece why so many people are frustrated, because they think, well, I spent time, I got rid of stuff, I did the purging, or I think I organized that closet, but now it's a mess again. The routines keep everything going, and eventually those routines, they turn into habit. They turn into the way that you do things throughout the day. They turn into the pattern of what is happening, how you are going about your day, how things are getting done or how things aren't getting done. When they are the habit, it's simply the way that you're doing something and it becomes easy. You're not thinking about it. You're not thinking that you have to do it this new way. You're not trying to train yourself anymore, because you put in the effort for a couple weeks, but that change is now the habit. It's this new way you're doing something because of a change you made, because you put in the intention and you did the work. And now you get to benefit from an organized home, a home with less clutter. You get to enjoy more because you're not frustrated by all of the stuff that's out in your house and the constant mess that is overstimulating. You get to go about your day and you get to get things done with significantly less effort in a less cluttered home. And that is way, way, way easier to keep things organized and orderly, because these routines and these systems are working with you and it becomes something that is happening almost effortlessly.
Thank you for spending your time here on the Intentional Edit Podcast. You have real dreams of getting organized, making big changes, and simplifying everything at home and in life. I want to encourage you to use what you learned today and take action by implementing the solutions that were shared. Starting is often the most difficult step to take, but I know you can reach your goals when you follow a proven plan. Your actions will be inspiring to everyone around you. If you found value in today's episode, be sure to follow the show on Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. Your positive review helps others with the same struggles discover this podcast. I'm glad you're here and you are part of our community, where we encourage each other on this journey to a clutter-free, organized, and simplified home.